Exclusive: CBP announces up to $60,000 in recruitment, retention incentives. By Nick Gilbertson on December 18, 2025. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, is set to announce up to $60,000 in incentives for agent recruitment and retention. Thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill, Breitbart News can exclusively report. CBP Commissioner Rodney Scott outlined the agency's goal of onboarding and retaining top talent. CBP is committed to recruiting and retaining top talent for our critical mission, Scott said in a press release obtained by Breitbart News. By offering competitive incentives, we are investing in skilled professionals who will help secure America's borders and advance national security. Recruits will be eligible to earn up to $60,000 in incentives, including a $10,000 incentive upon finishing the academy, per the release. If deployed to a remote location, they are eligible for another $10,000 incentive, which also factors toward the potential $60,000 total. New CBP officers in hard-to-fill and most difficult-to-fill locations are eligible for up to $60,000 in incentives, the release notes. Retention incentives of up to $60,000 will be available for experienced supervisors and officers eligible to retire in certain locations. Up to $50,000 in incentives will be made available to current CBP agents as well. New Air and Marine agents are eligible for signing bonuses of up to $10,000 after completing the academy, the release adds. New and current Air and Marine agents are eligible for retention incentives up to 25% of their salary, based on position, experience, and location. The One Big Beautiful Bill, which President Donald Trump signed into law on July 4, makes these recruitment and retention efforts possible. Breitbart News caught up with CBP senior advisor Ron Vitiello for an exclusive interview in November, during which Vitiello said CBP was opening hiring to those who left or were pushed out of the agency under former President Joe Biden. The commissioner will tell you this as well, we consider ourselves a family, especially in the stations and in the locations in the front line where people work together. Vitiello, who formerly served as Chief of Border Patrol and Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detailed. They were part of the team. They went out and either pursued a different opportunity or left because they didn't want to take the vaccination, or they weren't really enamored with the situation that was occurring on the border in the last administration. And so now it's an opportunity to bring them back into the fold. They're well respected, they're highly trained, and they get to hit the ground running, literally, when they come back, he added. And so we're excited about that opportunity. I know several of them are excited as well. So it's a good opportunity. I sort of resemble the notion now, I get to come back here, work in the executive suite, and pass on the information that I've acquired over 30 plus years helping lead the Border Patrol, helping lead this building in a short time at ICE as well. Vitiello noted that adding personnel will be huge in sustaining the progress made since Trump returned to office. October marked the sixth consecutive month where there were zero releases of illegal migrants into the U.S. interior. It's huge because the job is very different now than it was maybe 11 months ago. And so being able to sustain what we're doing and then teach the new skills required to continue doing what we're doing. And so, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to add capability. And it isn't just going to be boots, because success on the border requires personnel, infrastructure, and technology. If you have all of those three in the right mix, you're going to succeed over time, Vitiello said. And then the policies are important, you know. What happens post-arrest, those kinds of things are important as well. But you give them the right tools, they're going to succeed.